Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Is it like fine, the audio?
Yeah, it's perfect. I
Okay.
was like, listen to the
Oh my
song.
God, it's the
Yeah. How are you? What's up?
I'm all right. This took so freaking long. Like
Yeah, I told you about the mask. You were like, "Is what do you mean, like a corona mask?" I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be, yeah." So it's gonna be a tough podcast for you because I can't give any reactions with my face. So,
Oh my God. Okay.
yeah. So I know you recently like grew your page a lot and shit. So how's that? Are you feeling like celebrity? You know,
Oh my God,
like.
stop. I hate the word celebrity.
You know
All my
what's a word
friends, I
for
swear.
it? The worst and the word that's worse than celebrity is influencer.
Yes.
I hate that
I
word.
swear, yeah. Honestly, me too. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. It was sudden. And all my friends, they're just like, oh my God, you're a celebrity now. You're too cool for us. And I'm like, no, what the heck? No. Yeah.
I relate, and then like because I too have memes and shit, so I make like lame as fuck jokes in real life, like
Dude,
the
my jokes are lame. I don't know why people
nah,
think I'm funny. I honestly don't know.
bro. I am as lame as they come. Mere, I literally have the most disgusting jokes in the world, and whenever I make them with my friends, they go. The response is, "How do you have 90,000 followers, buddy? How do you manage to fool
Yo.
90,000 people?" I'm like, I don't know, buddy boy. I
Nah, I ask myself the same thing. Like, people are like, you're so hilarious. And I'm like, I'm honestly not. I'm just really weird and awkward.
exactly. That's me too.
Yeah.
Acha, so this podcast started an hour later than it should have.
I felt so bad about that because I gave you the time 5 o'clock and I just like hate making people wait. So sorry about that.
No, it's good. The part which like I was like, oh no, because when you came, I connected my headphones after I added you, and I couldn't hear anything. And then my Zoom crashed, and then I don't know what happened, bro. I freaked the fuck out. Hi.
Yeah.
So you didn't know about my page before I texted you.
Not really, no, I didn't do that.
So you completely did not know about the mask. I think you're lagging. So the
Yeah, is it
entire
like all
theme,
good? Are you gonna edit this out?
yes, I am. I would not want my viewers to go through that torture.
Okay,
Acha,
cool.
so the entire theme of your channel when I found it was foreigner moves to Pakistan and her experience with life. So was that shuru se the concept or did it develop into that, you know?
Well, I mean, I kind of started my channel with that story. I intend to, but that's like what was going on in my life. Then it was happening, so it kind of became the intention of, if that makes sense.
Okay,
Yeah.
makes sense, makes sense. Acha, I saw it and I was like, oh no, another foreigner saying shit about Pakistan getting clout. And then I saw your that was my I'm very honest, okay? You that might offend you, but that was my initial reaction. I was like, oh
I
nahi,
mean, I'm very honest too. That's why like half of the population is mad at me for being honest about Pakistan.
no, so dekho, there's this have you heard about the Gora complex in Pakistan?
No.
Basically, any
Is that like the
foreigner.
burger? Is this
Nay,
burger
nay.
shit?
Nay, 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 not the burger shit. It's like when a foreigner like vlogs about Pakistan and says good shit, they instantly become famous for like just saying good stuff about Pakistan, you know? And then it's like people want that validation from somebody from the outside. But I saw your, pehle I thought, okay, it's that thing. And then I saw your content, I was like, oh no, never mind. I have misjudged this greatly. Because you didn't do that as such. And it was actually funny and like good content. And that is why I texted you. I was like, oh my God, I want to talk to her. And I can't. What?
Yeah, no, I just shared the experience the way it was. Just no sugarcoating and shit.
That's how it should be. Yara, people lie a lot for just the. I don't know, the response and stuff. That's what I liked about it. It felt like genuine. Maybe. Like your videos feel like you're not playing a character in them. And I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think honesty is important in like anything that a person does.
Amazing. Okay. So also, if you have any questions throughout this to ask to me, just go for it, because this is like going to be a casual conversation. This isn't the interview podcasting. We don't do that because that's kind of
weird. Right. Okay. Okay. Because I didn't even know about your meme page.
Yeah.
So you might as well tell me how that happened.
How what happened? You lagged out.
How you like started and stuff.
Oh, it was just I had my exams going on and I wanted some place where I could like post my rants and shit. So that's how it started.
Good timing.
Off. That's where it started off, and then I stopped for I was going to delete the page because I felt like it was a waste of time. And then because this was like 3 months in, and this dude texted me and he told me how the memes helped him with his anxiety and with his depression. It provided an escape for him. And I was like, fuck, I can't leave that. Because that's such a big thing. Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah, that's the best feeling, right? Like, when you feel like you're making someone's day, or like someone tells you that, you know, like things that you're putting out. Exactly. Making them happy. That's just, I don't know.
You know, that's like, still my bio to this day. It's a pretty normal 18-year-old trying to make your day better. That is literally my bio. And I think you need that, like, motivator. Or not, you can't do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, create content. Yeah. How long did it take you to get, like, 1,000 subscribers? I was watching your video, and when and in the end, you were, like, so happy at 1,000. And you made a little heart.
I know. Oh, yeah, 1,000 took really long. I feel like it's, you know, like when you start, I feel like everyone kind of waits for like that breakthrough, because it's really hard to achieve your first 1,000, I feel. And then after that, it becomes like, I feel like the ball starts rolling a bit. I don't know. For me, it was a bit too, like, it just went like too fast. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
What was that like?
But yeah, the first 1,000 took a while. I mean, it was like all of a sudden just a bunch of subscribers, like, and all of these like comments, and like suddenly people giving a shit about what I'm posting, and I was like, oh, like, I'm not used to this, like, what's going on?
I remember I was watching your 10k subscriber video, and your subs were 20k by then. I was like, this was uploaded 2 days ago, what? It was so wild.
Yeah, I know. It's like moving really fast. I'm almost at 30k, and it's only been a week since I hit 10k. I don't know how. Thank you.
It's so good. Like, yeah. You can't see, I'm like smiling so hard right now because I love that. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Because nice. With
what
my
about page, you and your meme page?
Yeah, it was very slow. Because I told you my motivator, so I didn't care about followers. I just cared about like that one dude who had helped out. So I had 300 followers for 2 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I had like 10,000.
So you've been doing it for a while then.
Yeah. And then this year, like, suddenly it grew so much. Like, it was 10k a month, and I don't know, it just got really
intense. It's that one breakthrough that, like, you know, once it happens, it happens.
And then, like, it's so cool because these people I look up to have been, like, texting me saying they like my stuff. And it's like,
Honestly, it's been the same here. Like, honestly, the people I was watching just a few months ago on YouTube are now, like, in my DMs. And I'm like, wait. This is so cool.
Who are these people in your DMs? Except the Pakistani pedo uncles.
No, they're just the Pakistani YouTubers, basically.
What? But like, there must be hate as well, because you've grown so quickly.
Oh yeah.
What do they attack mostly?
Okay, they're like, the haters are mostly the people who are like, oh, like, you're defaming Pakistan, you're disrespecting Pakistan, you're, you know, judging Pakistan so much and stuff. And there's people who are just kind of like, why are you comparing everything to New Zealand? Like, why are you making Pakistan look bad? And I mean, I feel like they don't understand the content. That's why they see it that way, if that makes sense. Because, like,
you lagged out. Fuck. Zoom is not nice.
Okay, I'm gonna switch to Skype if it's like a big problem.
Okay, you're back. It's gonna be very awkward to switch midway. If it does it again, we'll switch. Because Joby. But Asha, so you were saying they mostly don't understand the content, and that's why they hate on it. And what do you think they don't understand about it?
Okay, I just feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like a language barrier. I feel like I'm really sarcastic in my videos, and there's a lot of satire in the things that I say. But I feel like maybe people take it literally, like they take what I say literally when it's just kind of a joke and just banter. Like the living in Pakistan video, I talk about how, you know, there's this upper middle class. I literally talk about how it's a bubble and how there's like a very small percentage of people who live like this. But then in the comments, everyone's like, this isn't the true Pakistan. You're just showing off, you shallow bitch, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you're like reading this totally wrong. They're like, go back to New Zealand. Some people are like, go back to America. And I'm like, America? What?
Go back to America.
So, honestly, it's just whatever. But like, I don't really it doesn't really bother me, because I mean, those people aren't my target audience. You don't like my videos, I'm not forcing you to watch them. It's literally that simple.
I love that. Go back to them in the United States. Amazing. When did you move to Pakistan?
It's been 2 years.
Were you like, fuck, I don't want to go there, they're going to kill me there or something?
I mean, look, I spent my whole life abroad. I've never lived in Pakistan before, like, ever. I wasn't born here or anything. Like, I just didn't, I had nothing to do with living here, you know. So, obviously, like, especially when you live abroad, there's that, like, taunt. There's, like, all the brown parents, they tell their kids, they're like, we're going to send you, like, back to the village, a one-way ticket back to the village and all that shit. And, like, that's the perception that you have. Like, I thought it was, like, really backward here. I thought people were, like, extremists, religious and stuff. I didn't realize that it was actually kind of chill. You know what I mean? Kind of chill.
Abhi, there's a lot of stuff we need to work on. People don't understand that when you tell them, I don't like this about Pakistan. When you tell them they have to fix something, they feel like they're being attacked instantly and they get all defensive.
Yeah, 100%. My comment section is the perfect example of this.
Did you like, when you take the step to go onto YouTube, you know, like, everybody's going to see that, and like, were you scared about like the schoolmates and everything judging your vlogs and stuff?
Not really. I feel okay, so I started YouTube before, like, a really long time ago, like many years ago. Back then I was really insecure, and I was like very not okay with it, because my friends, they all knew that I was on YouTube, and you know, like, everyone's like, oh, like, she's on YouTube, you know what I mean? So I, because of that reason, I stopped, and like other reasons as well, and I was just like, oh no, like, I don't want to do it. But then I came here, and I just, I don't know, like, I've always wanted to do it, and I just took this opportunity that I had, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go for it. So people have been supportive all the way through. Like, no one was like not supportive of it, except for the haters now, but so it wasn't really an issue.
So, but like, your channel grew during quarantine, essentially, so you haven't been to school after this?
No, I haven't. No.
What do you think that's going to be like when you walk back with like tap probably 100k subs, you walk back to school, everybody's like, oh no.
I mean, I won't be walking back to school. I don't think
university,
I'm gonna be coming back.
You're having university.
Yeah, but like, university is gonna be a whole different place as well. So it'll be new people, and I don't know. I haven't like had encounters with people yet, so I can't really say what that's gonna be like. I don't know. We'll see. But I guess like quarantine's a good time to like versus all of it before it like really hits.
But like also because of quarantine, you're at home, so you haven't had like, have you had people recognizing you like outside and stuff?
I haven't gone out much. So like, even if people have recognized me, I wouldn't know, like, you know what I mean?
But like when you do after quarantine ends or something, everybody's gonna, and that's gonna be like so overwhelming and cool.
Dude, I don't know.
Ma'am, autograph.
This is like too overwhelming. Oh my god, no. Yeah, I don't know. It's so crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, the fact that people like wanna watch your videos, like, I don't, like, why? You know, like,
yeah, that's what I say. And they're so committed and amazing and loving.
I know. It's,
I don't
lovely.
Deserve this. Also, please.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, why do you keep your identity a secret? Like, why? What's with the mask?
Oh, basically, I give advice to people like in my DMs and stuff because that's the theme of the page, and I try my best to help people out for their problems. And after my page started growing, it was tougher to, for people to talk to me because I used to show my face and they felt judged, you know. So my concept was, if I hide my face, they won't feel as judged and they can talk to me better. And that's why I hide my face. So they can just, when they ask for advice and stuff and tell me about their problems, it's much easier for them.
Right. Okay. So
like
a poke your face. Right. Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay. I was watching your Pina Colada video, na? So, so your mom's Russian and your dad's Paki, right?
Yeah.
You said you could speak Russian. Like, are you fluent in Russian?
I mean, I'm as fluent in Russian as I am in Urdu, which is like, like I can speak it and I can understand, but like my grammar and my accent is pretty off. That's
Oh my god, what Urdu words have you learned? I'm pretty sure the first words you learned were galis in Urdu. Is that,
Well, there's actually a funny story for the galis. Basically, so in New Zealand, there's a lot of like Indians, like Punjabis, right? So in the class, the Punjabi boys used to teach all the white kids like Punjabi galis, like hardcore Punjabi galis. And because everyone's like white, right? Like we don't know what's going on. Like we don't know what these words mean. We don't know like the weight of these words. And I came to Pakistan, and obviously like when everyone tried to teach me galis, they asked me the first thing. They're like, "Do you know galis in Urdu?" And I'm like, "Oh, I know like Punjabi galis." And they're like, "Okay, say the galis." And then, like, I said the gali, like, this really one, like, weird messed up gali. And people were so shocked to hear it come out of my mouth. They were like, what is this Andreas doing, you know? So that was, like, I kind of already knew galis before I came here. I learned a few new ones, but, like, I knew some pretty hardcore shit.
What galis did you know before coming to Pakistan?
Now that I know what it means, I don't know if I want to say it. Unless you, like, promise to bleep it out.
Okay, I'll bleep it out. 15, 25. I'll bleep it out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's can't go on the internet.
I'll bleep it out, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Oh my god, you sound like Google Translate.
That's like the worst one that I knew.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty messed up. I thought you were gonna say Bonchol or something.
Oh no, yeah. I know those two, but we used to pronounce them like majot, not like, we didn't say chod, we said like jot, you know, like I don't know, it just didn't sound, it sounded like a name, it didn't sound like a gali.
Macho. Cool.
Macho.
So that one's worse than the other one.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like they're all kind of bad.
What was the culture shock moment like when you came to Pakistan? Like one thing you had to do which you didn't want to, or like which shocked you?
Everything. Yeah, I, like, literally everything, though. Like, I can't even, Like, there was nothing that was the same, I feel, as New Zealand at all. Language was obviously a barrier. I speak better now, but before I didn't. Like, I, you know, it was really hard to understand. It was really hard to communicate. People just did not know what I was saying. So they'd just, like, smile and nod. And I just... And then, I guess, like, the environment in general, like, the people staring, the lack of, like, safety. I don't know, just, like, a lot of things. The water, I saw that part.
You were so mad at the water in the middle. I agree with you for the water thing. Okay? Water tastes different and different. Look, people don't get it. Water tastes different. Like
They don't.
Yeah, Nestle tastes different. Aquafina tastes different. Aquafina tastes like
exactly.
Trash. But like, yeah.
Exactly. People were like, dude, like, bitch, why are you so like against Aquafina? And I'm like, no,
you don't like Aquafina, it's thick.
What is thick? No, I don't like Aquafina. It's so thick, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it tastes weird and I don't know. I don't like it. So trash. I don't know, man. My friends don't get it. Like, water tastes different from different companies. Why don't you understand that? I don't know, man.
It does. Different companies, different countries, there is a difference in the taste of water. And yeah, people have a problem with me stating that. So
yeah, people will have a problem with everything. Like, the bigger you
get. Exactly.
Yeah, they're like, ajeeb. I don't get it. Matlab, if you, look, my point is, ke, if you don't like my content, just don't watch it. I'm not
exactly
look at my content. Like, agar aapko nahi pasand to aap, why are you watching it? And it's exactly. The same people
they're
on
giving
every
you
video.
Like, exactly. So, you know, they're like, I'm never going to watch a single video again. But then they're going to go and comment on every single video saying the same thing. So exactly. At the end of the day, you're giving me the engagement, you're giving me the view, and you're helping me with like, the YouTube algorithm. So
exactly. I don't get it. If you don't like it, why are you watching it, Yara? And why are you spending precious time commenting on it?
I think to take it as a compliment, honestly, they're taking time out of their day to hate on me. I think that's beautiful.
Lovely stuff, Yara. Also, I remember...
It's all about the mindset.
So hate is a big thing in any internet thingy, and abhi aajkal bhi we to get it shuru se na ke people think pata nahi kya yaar log bahut ajeeb hote hain. What's the school life been like compared to New Zealand?
I feel like I don't like Cambridge. I hate Cambridge. It's so like Rutta, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, Cambridge is like, Rutta? What subjects are you doing? Are you doing bio?
I feel like it's very Rutta. No, I'm doing psychology, sociology, and literature.
Yeah, I had psychology. It was really good. I loved that subject.
It's very, like, by the book. Like, it's very, like, textbook oriented. Like, I feel like you can't really, like, go outside the textbook, whereas in New Zealand, they'd, like, they tell you, they'd encourage you to like come up with your own ideas and your own concepts and stuff. And I don't feel like they do that here much. That's what I noticed at least.
So like compared to Metric, Cambridge is way less rata. But I also feel like it's pretty rata, especially like psychology because I've done that. So basically you have to do everything by the marking scheme. And there's like a template answer which you have to learn in the end. And they say it's not rata, but essentially it is because you're writing the exact
like there's a format for everything. It has to be exactly by the book. So wait, how old are you then?
I am 18.
Like, have you finished school?
Yeah, I'm in my first year
so
of
you
university.
Just finished... Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm 18 too.
How's your university applications been going and everything? That is stressful stuff.
I got rejected from my first choice. There's a video about that.
I saw that.
And then my second choice was basically New Zealand. New Zealand accepted me like straight away. It's really easy to get into New Zealand, especially because like the citizens, like they're very like accommodating if you're a citizen. So it was easy to get in. But I don't know what's gonna happen at this point. I really don't know. I'm just going with flow, and then the corona shit happened, so it's even more uncertain.
Like when I was doing my applications, it was so scary and stressful, and that was probably like the worst time in my life. And I've done a video on this as well.
Yeah.
And but it was so stressful going filling the applications out. Did you apply to the US and all?
No, I applied to Northwestern, which is a US university, but it's in Qatar. So it was like the Common App. Is it called Common App?
It's called Common App.
But it was the US system. So like the SATs and all that shit. Oh my God, it was the worst. Like they want to know everything. They want to know your like, they want to know everything about you. It's so long. I was terrible.
And if you apply for aid, I don't know if you did, but they ask you even more stuff for that. It's like
honestly, I know I did. There was a lot, bro. They want to know every bloody transaction you've made in like the past.
How much do you spend on food? How much on petrol? What do you want?
Honestly, it was annoying. It was a pain in the ass. And then they didn't even accept me. Like that's the height of.
Oh my God, I have a story about this. About what I like the most. So I did like 10 universities, most of them were US, and my dream university was in Qatar, and I got in Udurbi. But the forms, so there was this one university, it's called it's in the US. It was really cool. I don't remember the name, man. But it had like a really long application form with like 20 questions on it. And very like complicated questions, you know. And so one of them was like, write your favorite book or something and what you learned from it. So I read 5 new books for that. and I wrote like I wrote my summary on it and all of that. On end pay, when I submitted my application and I did everything, they text back a week later, well, I'm sorry, we're sorry, we're not accepting applicants from Pakistan anymore.
Oh my God.
They didn't even review. They were like, we can't even review your application. And I filled all of it out. It was so annoying. So
you read books for that application.
Yeah, I like reading. So
sure.
It was called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And I wanted to read it anyway. And I thought it would be a good thing to write it on. So it was like motivation for me to read that book finally. I saw it as that.
That's good. I haven't read in years, honestly. I think I've forgotten how to read. I want to get my time, but I still don't have the time.
It feels like, did you read when you were younger though?
I did. I used to read a lot. There was a point in time where I read a lot. And I love books. I think I still do, but I'm not in the habit anymore.
So what was your, like, were you the Harry Potter kid or the Percy Jackson kid? What was your...
No. None of that shit. No. I don't know, actually. Like, I don't have, like, a specific genre, whatever was a good story, but I always liked strong female characters. I've always loved that.
You lagged out. What did you say? What book did you always like?
I sort of always liked books with like really strong female characters. I feel like.
Oh, yeah. So what books would you recommend for someone who'd want to read books with strong female characters?
There's one that I really like. It's called Delirium. I think up until today, it's still one of my favorites. So I feel like if anyone's like into that kind of thing, it's a nice book. It's a good read. Delirium.
Okay. I think I'll put that on my list. Aajkal, I've been into like self-help books and shit. So it's been very weird for me to transition.
Do you believe in self-help books? Do you really believe in them?
I do. I do now. Because there was this time in my life, and like after my university application, where I felt like everything was falling apart for me, I guess. And because I worked my entire life for a good uni app. Like, I'm very, like, goal-oriented, no? And I really wanted to play soccer professionally. So I don't know if you call it soccer or football in New Zealand, but I said soccer. I don't know why.
Football. That's so cool. You play football as well.
Yeah, so I really wanted to make it to the national team. And my uni apps were based on who had good soccer teams and football teams. Now. But, and I made it to like this really good team in Spain, Atletico Madrid. And they like told me I had to go to Spain and shit. Now. But I tore my ACL right before I had to leave.
That's so dope. What?
Yeah, but I tore my ACL right before I had to leave. And they were like, you can't go now. So... that was pretty fucked up. And then it was like,
God.
I didn't know what to do at that point in time with my life.
Yeah.
That was what I based my entire life around. Like training in the morning. And
I completely get that. Yeah.
And then, pata nahi kya tha, I was so lost for this certain amount of time because uske baad I had this opportunity for to play for the national team, which is like huge. And I re-tore my ACL. So it was just like bad shit on bad shit. So I thought maybe I needed to strengthen my mindset, I guess. And that's when I started self-help.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they did help.
So. Are you going to like try again though? Like is it, I don't think, has that ship sailed or is there a chance of, you know.
Yeah, I would love to. I've been trying to do it, but the doctor says I'll never be able to play again, so that's kind of sad.
Oh,
but yeah,
that sucks.
On to better things, man. I guess it's been 2 years now. Yeah. I've been trying to because obviously when something's that big of a part in your life, it's just
I guess everything happens for a reason. So
yeah, I used
it's
to
like a
hate.
Cliche thing, but
I started hating that
I believe
that
it.
Phrase because that's what everybody would say.
I know,
to
but
me.
Like, yeah, I know, but it's true though. Like, if you think about it, like the people used to say the same to me when I moved here. They were like, "Everything happens for a reason." I'm like, "No, shut the fuck up. I hate being here. This is the only reason for this is like punishment and torture. This isn't, you know." But I guess there was a reason, and maybe it's making sense to me now, like 2 years later. So I believe in it.
So. Yeah, I get that. And like, this is the reason I, like, because I was so like broken at that point in time. I didn't. So your like current plan is to go back to New Zealand?
I don't know. I mean, I know at the same time. Apart from back, I do like I, but it's not that easy. It is easy, but it's also not. It's a bit complicated.
How is it complicated?
Okay, so I really want to go back. Obviously, so does my entire family. But like, as much as I want to go back. That much, my dad doesn't want to go back.
Oh.
So that's the tea. So I don't know what's gonna happen at this point. I'm just kind of like taking it like one step at a time, going with the flow, and I'll just see how it goes. I really don't know. It's like, yeah, when I think about it too much, it just stresses me out. So at this point, I'm just kind of like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, just leave it.
Yeah, I agree.
This is actually something I got. Out of a self-help book, it was like, okay, there are 2 days of the year that don't matter, tomorrow and yesterday. You get it?
So you do read self-help books. I thought you didn't believe in them.
No, I asked you if you believed in them. No, some of them, not all of them.
Yeah. Which ones do you not believe in? Like, which ones did you read?
Well, the ones that I don't believe in are the ones that I didn't read. But... there is one really good one. I don't know if it's like self-help. I don't even know if I'd call it a self-help, but it's Power of Now. It's kind of.
I've read it. It's pretty good.
I don't know. It's like spiritual self.
Yeah, I like us tarah ki books na, like, maybe, which help with my mindset, like so I can think like a sane person, like better.
Yeah, exactly.
They help a lot with that.
Yeah, it does.
What's been your so my setback was the is like thing now. Nah? What was your setback? Was it moving to Pakistan or something else?
Yeah, that has been a major setback. Sure. But when I moved here, I didn't even tell people that I moved to Pakistan. Like, believe it or not, I don't know. I just I was in such a weird state of mind that I felt like I didn't want to be pitied, but like I felt like if I told them, they'd be sad for me. Because you know the perception of Pakistan when you're living abroad is like, I don't know, tourist land, village. Like that is the perception. And people can get triggered over this, but I'm telling you, that is how it is.
Yeah, I know it is because a lot of my friends.
So I just didn't want them
to say that shit.
Feel it. That was a setback, but I think I overcame it.
What about a setback after you moved to Pakistan?
I guess uni rejections would also be. I kind of planned my entire future based on whether or not I get to that uni in Qatar. And then it didn't happen. So suddenly we were like, oh shit, now what? Like, we're kind of stuck. I guess that was another one. I don't know. That's
maybe Corona is an opportunity for you to reapply. What was your SAT? Qatar only looks at the SAT.
I know. Every American uni only looks at SAT. But the thing is, they led me on. They're full of shit, okay? Because they're so talented. We only look for talent. We need people with passion. We need people who are dedicated. And then they fucking at the end of the day, all they give a shit about is your SAT. Like,
they have a cutoff thing.
That's what I'm like, kind of done.
They have a cutoff thing, so they don't look at SAT.
Yes, that wasn't me. I spoke to them right when I was there, and I was just like, because I didn't have time to prepare for the SAT, and they were just like, no, we look for talent. SAT is secondary.
So Alina, you think you're like talented? What is your talent?
Yo, those were their words, not mine.
I mean, I think you're talented with how you edit and how you put your stories out. I really, like, when I saw the first
passionate
video, I think that's the most important thing, passion. Like, because as good as, like, somebody could be naturally gifted at something, but if you work harder than them, they can't do shit.
Exactly. Yeah. You should always do what you love. I believe in that.
Kind of gay, but okay.
Shut up.
But there's also the concept of you can't always be doing stuff that makes you happy. You know, you have to do the stuff.
Yeah, but like you should try.
What do you love to do?
Well, I'm doing what I love. Like, YouTube is something I really like. I got around to it. Are you doing what you love? Do you love memes?
I don't necessarily love memes. I like the feedback. You know, when people tell me, so I get somebody would tell me, I was crying and I looked at your page and now I feel better. And then uni students tell me, I'm abroad right now, I missed home, and looking at your memes made me feel like I was back there. And like shit like that, it makes me really happy. And that's why I do what I do. Hi.
Yeah.
Because I have the most amazing followers. The best that I've.
That's really sweet.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the questions your fans sent in. Do you have a name for your fans yet? I think I'm
like calling them fans. He's like Like, dude, who am I to have fans? You know what I mean?
Yo, I say the same thing. I say, I don't say fans or followers and stuff. I say.
Yeah, well, followers is easier to say because they're literally say something, not fans. I
call them the fam because I don't like saying fan. When somebody says, oh, you are fan, that's I'm like, no, I'm not that good. Please. It's just so overwhelming to hear that word. I'm like, no.
Okay. It is.
Do you have a name for your subscribers?
Dude, these subscribers are so new. I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that... So I have not thought about like names or whatever. Yeah, someone commented once, they're like, oh, can you call us Pinus Coladas? And I was like, no.
Pinus Coladas.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so one of them, your subscribers, the questions, let's start off. How tall are you?
I don't know how to...
What?
Say, but I know that I'm 169. Like what? Yeah. Like 169? Is it centimeters, meters? I don't know.
It's centimeters.
Really
wait, I'm doing it on my phone.
Yeah.
So you're 5'3".
I think. No, that sounds really short.
Yeah, you are short, I guess.
No, I'm actually not.
That's what 169. Wait, I did 160, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, 5'3 is like really short.
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay, you're 5'6 and a half, so that's pretty decent.
Okay, yeah, average height.
Good job.
Yeah, people think you're really tall, I don't know why, but I'm just like above average, I think.
5'6 and a half. You know the half, when people ask me my height, I'm like, the half is so important, like, it makes a difference.
What's your height?
5'10 and a half. So it's shoes on okay. 6. What is Ramsha's age and what class is she in?
Who's Ramsha?
I don't know. I'm a bit confused.
Confused.
I thought it was your sister. I thought it was your sister.
My sister is Diana.
I don't know why this person asked Ramsha's class. I thought it was your sister because I didn't remember her name. So I said, "Chalo, theek hai."
Yeah, no.
Okay, so Aisha, you have the wrong person. So you can speak kind of Urdu. Say a sentence in Urdu. Like.
Okay, just like give me a sentence and I'll say it. I can't think of it.
What's your name and your hobbies? Go for it.
Acha. Aapka naam kya hai? Or aapki hobbies kya hai? I guess.
Okay. Yeah, Mera, I have this friend who just moved back to Pakistan as well. His Urdu accent, Allah Toba. I just make fun of him all the time. Like,
dude, that's what people did to me. That's why I don't speak in Urdu. I feel so like ashamed because they just like attack me for it. So I don't speak in Urdu.
Okay, so for this one time, we went to, there's this mall in Lahore. So it's like a really big mall and we decided to play this game in the mall with like other friends. And it was like, we had to find stuff for get people to do stuff for us and then complete the list. And whoever did the most things in the end won. So my friend couldn't speak Urdu. And he was talking to a waiter who obviously can't speak English.
Yeah.
He's not even slowing down. He's like, hey, sir, could you tell me where the horse thingy is so I can sit on it? And the waiter's like looking at him blank-faced like.
Bro, I feel for that friend so much.
So basically the task was we had to sit on a horse or something. Nah? Mm. So there's one in Howdy. So he was talking to the waiter and he's like, can I sit on the thingy and give over? We're basically playing this game and I need to get the task. And the waiter's just looking at him so confused and he goes, "Acha." And he's like, they can't get you. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Buddy, he doesn't even know what you just said.
Bro, it's sad though. Like, the miscommunication. I'll tell you a story as well. This one's like a really recent story. It was Ramadan. And my mom, she sent me to get, like, fruits and stuff. From, you know, what are those cart thingies called with the fruits?
Ladies.
Like, whatever those. Yeah. So we had to stop on the side of the road. It was just me and my driver. My driver, he can't speak English either. And on the shopping list, my mom's like, you need to get a melon. And I'm just like, okay, melon. I talked to the guy. I'm like, yo, can I get a melon? And like, what's your melon chahiye? And he's just like, he's looking at me. He's like, what's a melon, right? And I'm just trying to think. And I'm just like, how do you say melon in Urdu? Like, I had no idea. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, watermelon is tarbuz, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, acha, gori wali tarbuz. And I say that to him. And I'm like, gori wali tarbuz chahiye. And he was just like, what? Like, and then he ended up giving me a melon. And I found out it's called a karbuza. So.
Gori wali tarbuz, I love it. Yo, I love doing this thing when I'm traveling. Do you travel a lot? Like, do you go out somewhere?
I mean, not now, but used to. Pehle. Yeah.
So, because like all of the, so basically when we go to Dubai now often. So whenever I go,
everyone does.
Everybody in Pakistan does. But so I've gotten bored of Dubai. So I just make my own entertainment because I've done everything you can do. So I just go to the mall. And I go to the person, I act like, so there's usually Indian people in Dubai, na, jo Urdu bolte hain aur itna. So I start talking in a very thick Scottish accent. Like, I don't know Urdu at all. And I'll be talking in the Scottish accent. And then mid-conversation, I'll be like, could you show me that product or something? And then he'll turn around and I'll switch to an Indian accent. I don't really like it, you know, and then he'll be like confused. And then I'll go through a number of accents and in the end, I just talk in Urdu. I'm like, acha, theek hai, shukriya. And his face is, it is so fun to do that.
Dude, I have to try that now.
You really have to. Especially when you enter talk in Urdu, they're like looking at you and there's usually like two or three of them trying to help you. Because it's just so fun. My friends hate me. I'm so dumb in public. I do the dumbest.
But those are the most fun people. The people who are like annoying in public, I feel like you're the most fun people.
Are you annoying in public or like, are you very?
It depends. But I think more than my friends, I am more crazy in public than my friends are.
So I love like, so if we're passing by somebody and they've like turned away and they have their bag on, I really like doing this thing where my friend walks past them and I'm like, oh, uske bag mein cheese, usse bag mein se cheese kyun nikal rahe ho? And then that dude turns around super angry, like he thinks his bag has been cut open. And my friend just try explaining, humne kuch nahi liya. Then I get attacked. Allah. Okay, let's go back to the questions. I'm sorry for going off topic with my stories.
That's alright.
Oh, Saim is asking, how can I be famous?
Saim? Is it my, I think it's my sister's friend. I don't know. I don't know how it happens. I'm not famous. I hate the word famous as well. Like, oh, stop it. I don't know. Just, I don't know. Just do you, honestly. I guess, yeah.
I love that. That's our motto thingy as well. You do you. Yeah. Because,
yeah.
Lovely. Where will she be studying in the future? We've done that. What is your ambition? This is a good one. What is your ambition?
Okay, my ambition. It's to pursue media. So I guess, okay, this is a bit far-fetched, but like my like future goal, like my big dream is to, I want to direct like films. At some point, I don't know, like it might be hard, I might change my mind, but it is sort of like an end goal that I want to achieve at some point. It would be nice. So I guess I work towards that.
Why didn't you take media studies then in A levels?
Because Nixer doesn't have media studies. I was about to choose South Shore over Nixer. And if people in Karachi would know what I'm talking about by South Shore and Nixer. I was about to choose South Shore because they had media instead of Nixer. But, you know, in the end, I was like, I can still, you know, I can't study media, but at least, you know, I can still do whatever. I joined, like, this little ECA group, which is, like, production. So, I still did what I wanted to
do. I was, like, confused. Because you, all the subjects you said, none of them pertain to media as such in the end. So.
Yeah.
I hate it when schools don't offer certain subjects. Like,
what
annoying with that.
It's really limited here, I feel. Like, that's another thing I noticed.
It depends on the school, nah. Like, in Lahore, most schools offer almost all the subjects. And, like, some don't, obviously. So, well, they can't participate.
I guess, yeah.
Acha, I don't know why we've asked this. Do you think Saltfa would have potential chance at all in New Zealand? Love y'all, by the way. What a weird question. Okay.
What is that supposed to mean? Like, would people think that or like?
No, it's like New Zealand.
Your memes. I feel like you're.
You lagged out really hard.
If they mean like your memes, then I mean your memes are mostly like Pakistan related, so I don't think people would get that in New Zealand. There was one meme of yours though. It was the coronavirus one and the Jacinda Ardern one. Lots of people sent that to me, and I found that funny. So like shit like that, I feel people would find funny because they would relate to it, but like if it's Pakistan,
so I try to relate to the Pakistani audience right now because that's what most of my audience is. I just want my content to be relatable.
That makes sense. That's your that's what I do too. Like I want to tap on people who are like half, if you get what I mean. Like I want, because I love it when people tell me they relate. I feel like that's my favorite like phrase to get, that I relate to your comment, that content. So that's like,
Okay, so this one is, do you feel any difference in attributes of the people of Pakistan and New Zealand?
How do I answer this without getting attacked? That's all I'm going to say. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like, everywhere in the world, anywhere you go, there's going to be differences in the way people act because people have different preferences. People, they grow up in different environments, so they just naturally kind of
different. What a politically correct answer, Lina. I love it.
Very, very diplomatic.
Didn't answer the question, but she let us, she did a loopy. I feel like the turkiness.
I'm trying to like reduce the hate.
The turkiness in Pakistani mellas would be higher than those in New Zealand, I guess.
I don't know what turkiness means. I get people say turkey in my comments a lot. I don't know what it means.
It's basically basically, you know, like the guys who will be like looking at girls like full on and doing like being thirsty as fuck in public.
I hate them.
Don't we all?
Yuck. I know. Disgusting. Yeah. That's a great problem.
Have you been to other cities in Pakistan yet?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been to Lahore. I love Lahore a lot. I've been to Islamabad as well. Rawalpindi, I guess it's the same as Islamabad though. I went up to Murray once many years ago. Is Nathiagawi a city or is it just a...
It's like, I don't know. It's not a city essentially. It's like a hill station kind of thing.
Oh. Yeah, well, I went there once, like, with a family trip a really long time ago. Where else have I been? I've also been to Peshawar. this was for a wedding, like, a really long time ago as well. So, yeah.
How do you feel about Paki weddings? Oh, my God. Aren't they?
They are very big. Very, very, very long and very dramatic and very colorful. But they're fun, I feel. They're pretty fun. It just gets, it depends on the wedding. Like, if you're going to someone's wedding who you like and you're, like, involved and there's, like, fun shit going on, then it's fun. Yeah. But if you're going to like a boring wedding where you don't really know anyone, then it just ends up being really boring. So with that.
Okay. Got you. I relate to that because, oh my god, do you get the aunties at the wedding? Like, oh my god, beta, kya kar rahe ho aajkal?
Yeah, the judgy aunties, you mean.
Yeah. Now, Pakistan has a lot of them.
Yeah. the judgy them. Aunties, we love them.
The popos.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for more questions from the people. How many siblings do you have? You have two, right? Or do you have more than two?
I have four.
Oh my.
There's five of us total. And yeah, they're all like little and annoying.
So are you like the eldest?
My house is a zoo. Yeah, I am.
Fun.
Really fun. The oldest siblings, we're the shit takers in the house.
I know, I'm the oldest sibling and I have to like, yeah. take a lot of shit. Matlab, if somebody is messing up, ye tumne sikhaya hai. He's doing this because you do this.
And yeah, then, you're the bad influence yeah. always. Yeah, I totally
very annoying. And then they get all this shit, like favoritism and the too much favoritism in Paki households.
Yeah.
Ooh, are you happy that exams aren't happening and rather expected grades are being put up?
Yeah, I'm so happy about that. I'm like the biggest like slacker, honestly. I did not study at all A2, honestly, not even once. Every monthly test we had, I winged it. Like I didn't give the slightest shit about A2. And I did the same in AS because I what I do is like I cram right before CIEs. I don't waste my time on like monthly tests. Like why would you wanna why would you want to do that to yourself? I know people who pull all-nighters and shit before tests. And I'm just like, why? It doesn't matter. It's not going anywhere. Like, you know? So did not study all year. And I'm happy that I just don't have to do exams.
You know, the predicted grades now, they're going to look at the monthly tests and shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, my monthly grades aren't bad either. Like, I don't study, but they're, like, decent, if that makes sense.
Oh no, you're that bacha. Oh, I don't study.
I honestly don't. I only study for CIEs. But the thing is, I feel like predicted is also gonna, like, last year's grades are gonna have a big play in this year's grades.
Yeah.
And my grades from last year are, like, really, like, you know.
Did you give AS?
Sorry?
Did you give AS? Like,
I did, yeah. Yeah.
How good is that? Okay, you're like comfortable now.
I mean, yeah. I got a double AB. But I mean, I studied like a lot when CIE came around. I pulled like all-nighters. It was crazy. That was the only time in my life I studied so much. So, you know, I was planning to do the same thing this year, just like slack all year and then study for CIEs. But...
we got another question. Oh yeah, this is a good question. Do you use your iPhone as a camera or do you have a proper camera?
Yeah, I use my phone. I have a camera. It's a Nikon. I don't know which one, but it's a Nikon. But I don't use that because it's like too HD. Like you can see too much. So I'm just like, no, I'll stick to my phone.
What a reason. 280. I think that's the point of getting a better camera, I think, Lina.
I know, but like, I don't know.
Were you ever into sports and stuff, like co-curricularly? What do you like doing?
I love sports. I love being, you know, active and stuff. Yeah. What I play now and what I did play always was football as well. Just for fun, like I played for my school team in the past, but it's mostly just something I do fun now. That's like my main thing. I used to run a lot. I used to love running. Like,
oh my god, do you run long distance or short distance?
Cross country.
I run cross country too. It's so much fun. I don't get small.
It's so much fun. People hate it.
Long distance is so much fun.
Yeah, I hate sprints. I'm not fast, but long distance is fun. Yeah, just put on your earphones and just vibe.
Exactly.
Like, honestly, I love that so much.
I love it so much. लोग कहते हैं तुम पागल हो तुम भागते रहते हो घंटे के लिए.
Yeah. Honestly, that's like one of the things I miss the most. Honestly, I just miss going out on a run. Like you can't really do that here without people following you. So I just need to like.
Yeah, you have that issue.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm a guy, so sad.
Man's world. Pakistan's man's world.
Yeah, the thing is people do follow me too, but then they won't do anything because you know they're not as I was followed once because I run like main bahut dur chala jata hu. Bhagte bhagte. Mujhe pata nahi chalta when I'm listening to music now, I'm just running. And and then this bike started following me, and that was the
scariest
thing in the world.
It's terrifying, yeah. I actually love that. I love that about Pakistan, though. It's like weird. I love it and I hate it. Like, I love how everything's a thrill. Like, just going out for a walk turns into some kind of adventure that you can talk about and tell your kids, like, when you're grown up. I love that.
Why? Why do you love that?
Because, it's like when people ask me, what's your favorite thing about Pakistan? I'm like, it's really weird, but this is, like, the thing that I love and hate at the same time. I just love the thrill of life here. Everything is an adventure.
What's the longest distance you've run? Like, what's your best time for, like, have you done a 10K yet?
Probably, yeah. I mean, in New Zealand, we used to run a lot at school, like a lot. So probably.
I never kept track of it.
It was just something I did. No, not really. Yeah, it was just for fun, I guess.
But yeah. So you, acha, okay. we're ignoring that question and we're moving to the serious question. How can we help Shehnaz and her daughter?
Okay, there's a GoFundMe for people who are not in Pakistan. There's a link. It's in like all the descriptions of, it's in my bio. It's in the description of that video that I made for people who are not in Pakistan. And for people who are in Pakistan, there's an Easy Pesa. I put up the details on my story. It's in my highlights right now. It's also in the description. So that's basically how you can help.
Have you raised anything up to now?
Yeah. So just now, like right before this thing, I checked and we were at like, I think $1,100 basically dollars, like Australian dollars.
That's so good.
So I know, I'm kind of blown away. Like I didn't realize that people would want to donate, and the fact that people did is just, it could like actually make a difference in her life. And
I hope you actually give it to her and don't keep it.
Nah, I'm just trying to fill my pockets up, you know.
YouTube AdSense isn't that good in Pakistan, but I go always.
Yeah. Some people actually think, though. Some people really think I'm trying to make money off that.
It's so messed up. Actually, I'm like sarcastic 90% of the time, and people like think I'm being serious. And then it's just so awkward to get them to understand. I was joking. So far.
I know.
How long does it take to edit a video? Also, don't answer that. What's the story behind your laptop being in an ocean?
Oh my god. Okay, how do you know that? Did you like
I watched it.
You watched it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, this one's a weird story. Okay. So, my dad, he's got a bit of a temper. What he does is he releases his frustration in like really stupid ways. So he got mad at me. I'm the oldest sibling. I do a lot of shit. I get into a lot of trouble. So he got mad at me and he took my laptop and basically told me that he threw it in the ocean. So I had no laptop for like months. Because my dad told me that he threw it in the ocean. And he convinced me, and I believed it, because when my computer stopped working and I desperately needed a laptop, he knew I needed a laptop, but he did not give it back. And I was just convinced that he threw it in the ocean. And then last week or something, my siblings, their online classes started, so they needed computers since like all the other computers stopped working in the house. And I was just like, I need a computer too. Like, I need to edit and stuff. And I kept using my dad's laptop. And he got annoyed. And then he was just like, you know what? Fine. And he just brought mine home. And I felt like I just, like, reunited with someone who died. Like, honestly. So I really thought my laptop was at the bottom of the ocean. And it wasn't. Thank God.
What did you do to deserve that?
Dude, literally nothing. Okay.
Sure.
Literally nothing. We're not going to go into that.
Nothing, yes.
Brown parents are dramatic. They are.
They are, they are. Is your mom, so your mom's not dramatic because she's not brown?
My mom's chill. So I have literally both sides of the spectrum. One parent who's totally chill, white parent, you know, I'll be happy for you no matter what, baby, you know, and then there's the other parent who's like, I'm ready to disown you at any time, you know?
what does your dad think about like you doing YouTube and all, and does he like know? He obviously
I mean,
does.
He knows now.
You edit on his laptop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, this is. I don't think people would expect this. People assume that like people on the internet are lives are easy and like you know, but actually, my dad was not like very approving of it at all. He was actually very against the idea at first. You know, it's like it's the mentality of like Larky is that like, you know,
yeah.
A chani with the lokya king. You know, like that typical mentality.
Yeah.
It's like not izadar for a girl to be on screen, like yeah, joker panacharya, all that stuff, you know, the typical Muwala mentality. So he was not okay with it at first. He was very against it. But I guess at the end of the day he just realized that like I'm growing up and there's really not much like you can do at this point, like you know what I mean, you can either choose to accept the fact like that is how it is and you just gotta accept it or just like live with like this constant tension, and I guess he didn't want that, so it's fine now, it's good now, so that's cool.
That's cool. I understand what we're what love why he wouldn't, because the Paki mentality and like
I understand too. But that shouldn't be a reason to stop someone from doing what they love. So
you, I agree. That is the story behind my motto, like the Yuru Yuwala. It's like, why do people care so much like about other people when
exactly.
like in Pakistan they use this phrase a lot. I don't know if you've heard it. It's like, log kya kahenge? And
all the time.
Like, log kuch nahi kahenge. You're not that important. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and agar unko kehna bhi hai, just let them say it. Like, why does it matter? Like, why do you care? Like, people are going to hate you no matter what you do.
Exactly.
You could be the best person on this planet. Literally, you could be the nicest person on this planet. People are still going to be there.
They're
going to be like, why are you so nice?
There's this quote. It's like, if you don't have anybody who opposes you, you've never done anything of good magnitude or something. And I love that.
Yeah. You need to have haters. Like, it comes hand in hand with supporters. No haters is like having no supporters, basically.
Yeah, and you can't please everybody. If you try to, like,
you can't.
Somebody will be pissed off at kuch matlab and they could be like, hair blonde and, you know, like, they could pick anything out.
People say that.
They do?
Yeah, this one guy, he wrote a really long paragraph, and he's just like, why did you dye your hair? Please explain to me. I don't want to judge you, but I need to have a logical reason for why you would dye your hair. It's just like, what does that even mean? Like, what kind of logical reason? I like it.
So, what's your natural hair then?
Dark brown. I'm brown hair my whole life, so I'm like, why not just like, I feel like I changed so much as a person that I was like, mom, I want to do something really drastic and I just want to like look completely different, so I went blonde. Identity crisis.
Girls do that, like all of my friends were girls, they just dye their hair when they're having a crisis or they just cut it really short, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I have this one friend, every time I meet her, she has a different hair color.
A lot of crises.
Yep. When she isn't sure about what to do in life, she dyes her hair. It's amazing. She's gonna go bald. I'm telling you. I've told her this.
Oh my god. Why are all the guys going bald? These days, all the boys are going.
Oh yeah.
Literally every guy, first man. I find it so gross.
Yeah, dekho, it's like,
I don't know why every guy.
Everybody wants to like shave their head all the time. Like, okay. And then in quarantine, nobody's going to see me for a while. Okay, so why not do it?
But why do you want to do it? I mean, okay, like, I get it, fine. Why did
you
I
want have to manage your hair? And all, no. Guys are super lazy.
Yeah,
okay,
but
that's why I've shaved my head every time. I'm like, mujhe baal nahi banane padenge. You know, like, I did it for 2 years straight. In the summer holidays, I did it 2 years straight. Hi. Good time.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's go to next question. Oh, wait, never mind. I have one. Khudi. You were talking about the guy who wrote the paragraph. So you probably got the creepy DMs before you got the clout, quote unquote. What are they like now?
There's a lot of creepy DMs. Okay. Why are there so many creepy rishta uncles? That's my biggest question. I don't know. Like, dude, the guys that slide in, I don't know. They're probably like 30 years older than me. They look like they're so sexually deprived. Honestly, I just, like, why? Like, do they really think? Dude, the funniest one, this guy sends me an email, okay? And this email, it's like, it's so long. I'm a literature student. I write essays, and it was longer than any essay I've written. It was so long, and it was like a list of all these reasons why apparently I'm the girl of his dreams, the best BB he could have. BB, I don't know. And then he was like, at the end of it, he's just like, but there's one problem. And he's like, I'm not good looking enough, and I don't have enough money, but I will work on myself for you. And I was like, but I never said anything. I never said yes. Like, why are you? What do you mean? Like, someone was like, I live in Seattle. You want to move to Seattle? Marry me? I don't know. Weird.
Do you want to move to Seattle and marry me? Okay. Skip all of the steps in the middle. Just move to Seattle with me. Fuck everything.
Yeah. No hi. No hello. Not like, oh my god. Like, you know, just straight to it. Let's get married. You friendship me.
Ah, you friendship. You want... Yeah, that's
you friendship me.
Allah. Okay.
Oh, but is that like a normal thing? Like, do you get weird DMs like that as well?
I get them, but it's not normal. For girls, it is. Girls get the weirdest DMs. Like, if you go to Twitter, all of my friends just post all the thirsty guys in their DMs saying the weirdest shit. Yaar. Indians do it a lot, Pakistanis do it a lot. It's just, I feel like they're so sexually deprived.
Yeah.
I was reading this article. You blacked out.
That's the dark side of the internet.
Are you back?
I just said that's the dark side of the internet.
Okay. I read this article where this Indian guy died of a heart attack. Because he used to text girls like, send Bob pics, and one actually did, and he couldn't believe it, and he had an attack. So funny. I hope it was real. Amina has a very deep question for you. Have you ever been in love? You lagged out again. Okay. Are we back yet? Are we back yet?
Yeah, I think I'm back. Am I back?
Okay. Yeah, you're back.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Once.
Is it right now?
I don't know. No.
Okay. I think people use the word love so khula, like they
yeah no we, yeah, that's why like it took me a while to, like the thing is I feel like what I noticed here is I like some of my friends who date guys here literally they on the first date they're just like I love you. But like I feel like to me that was really weird because like I feel like I love you it's something that takes months. I feel yeah, I don't know same. Like with me it took like a long time. It doesn't just like I love you like as soon as you
same.
People do throw the word a lot.
I agree. I think people confuse infatuation with love. And like that's why yeah. most relationships dead yeah. ass end like in it's 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
How okay, so Amna has asked more deep questions.
Oh my god, Amna, what she's about to get me.
how was your O levels journey? How did you manage to ace your CIEs and how was the transition from the New Zealand education to the body education?
I never did O levels. There was a different system in New Zealand, so yeah. I never did O levels. Yeah, that's basically it. The system in New Zealand, I mentioned in my video, the Schooling in Pakistan video, that it was, like, I loved school. Like, you know, I really, really, really loved school. I used to enjoy school a lot. I loved my subjects. I loved how, like, a single day. So for me, that was, like, the transition, that it just wasn't like that anymore. It just got really boring and mundane, and the same thing every single day. Especially like the last year of school, I hated it, honestly.
Don't you feel like maybe you're just glorifying the Purana days in a way because they're memories now?
Nah, honestly, no. I wish I was, but no, I genuinely, genuinely think it was like way better.
Like, yeah, the questions.
I compare how I felt, you know? And,
Yeah.
Was that a question or was that your question?
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer that. this next one's like, don't answer it because it's dumb. Things that are present here that aren't in Germany or wherever the fuck you moved here from. Bro,
go back to Germany.
I love.
I don't know. I haven't been to Germany, so.
So a lot of people have asked about your goal, your next goal, and we've talked about that. That's like direction and all of that.
Yeah.
That's your big goal. Subjects in A levels. Will you visit Lahore again?
I would not mind. I would love to actually. But I don't know. Not right now, obviously. We'll see. It's hard. I would love to, but I don't know.
Yo, I don't get this question, but you might. I don't know. When did Alina become Alina Hayat? I'm not confused.
Maybe when I was born?
Exactly what I was thinking. What question is this? It's like so weird. Maybe they mean like on a deep level, like when did you become you, the you you are right now, and what caused that? I doubt it, but let's go with that.
I think you're reading into it a bit too much.
I know. Well, let's talk about that.
So are you asking me when did I become me?
Yeah, when do you think you changed into the current you?
Okay. Well, I feel like in this age, we're constantly evolving. Like, we're constantly changing. I feel like no one can really look back at themselves from 2 years ago and be like, oh, I'm the same person. Like, in this time frame, like 16, 17, 18, like, I feel like we're all really different and we're all changing. And every year you just gain, like, new experiences. Like, for me, I would say, like, last year, 2019, shit you not, I literally felt like I was a different person every week. Like every week I felt like there was something new going on. And like I feel like last year was the year that I really kind of like got my shit together, because 2018 I just moved. I was depressed that whole year. In 2019 I was still like on that like, you know, half. I just didn't know like what I wanted to do. But then when I kind of embraced it and I was like, you know what, this is it. Like I gotta I guess that's probably that's when I figured shit out, like end of
2019. Cool. Moving back to the question I didn't let you answer earlier, how long does it take to edit a video?
It depends on the video. I don't know. It just depends. Like if there's a lot of footage, then it takes me really long. But if it's just one of those like quick videos, then it's easy.
What qualities do you value the most in a person?
I think someone who's genuine, like honest and genuine and like loyal. I feel like those are the most important things. Like,
I agree. You know, and funny.
The one thing is, if someone's not, well, yeah, of course, I mean, not together. Like, you need to have banter, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not an honest person, then there's literally nothing. Like, if there's no trust, there's nothing. You can't really.
Yeah, same to same. And they should like. I zoned out. I'm back. Yes. This guy's like, okay, wait, I have to look at her videos first. Who is she? Yay. We got you views.
Yay.
Your favorite cereal. I don't know why.
Like cereal? Like
the eating khane wala. Cereal? Khane wala, yeah. Eating.
Oh, it's okay. I really like Honey Puffs. Like, I don't know if that's a thing here, but I like Honey Puffs.
I had them when I was little. I don't know if they're still here. So like, have you applied to uni anywhere in Pakistan?
No. I feel like that there's definitely no chance that I stay here for uni.
Abdullah has asked a very deep question.
First Amna, now Abdullah.
Abdullah's is much deeper. Abdullah wants to know,
God, no.
Why you don't just shave your hair off?
Because I don't know. Why would I do that? You know, I genuinely have like a, I don't know, shaving my hair is actually one of my fears. It's kind of weird. When I was young, I had these nightmares. where I used to be like locked up in the room. I had to watch my mom get her head shaved off and go bald. And that used to scare the shit out of me.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. So I had to watch weird. But the thought of like shaving hair just like really, I don't like it. Like, oh my God, I was watching this episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know if anyone's like watched it.
The person with the...
Yeah, and there was an episode. Yeah. No, the dog with the pink dog who's scared of everything and like...
Yeah, I know. But there's this person with a shaved head in it and he's very scary.
No. There was this episode where this like... person came and they kept trying to shave Courage. They kept trying to shave the dog. And that, like, I don't know why, but it gave me chills. I was like it scared me. Like, the thought of going bald is something that I feel like, not like bald people. Bald people don't scare me, but like seeing people go bald, I don't know. It makes me feel weird. This is so weird.
I understand. Yeah, I feel like
no, you don't. Such...
I do, okay. People have irrational fears, and your dream played a big part in yours, okay. I honestly feel like dreams change your perception so hard, like of people and stuff.
They do.
I used to have this friend, and like we were just friends and all. And I literally told her like the day before, I was like, "Yo, we're just friends and shit, and like don't read too much into it." And then I had a dream about her the same day, and I was like, "Fuck." That changed my entire perception.
Yeah. So you weren't just friends then?
It was very awkward because I had literally tried my best to not lead her on at all. Because I like to like mazak me flirt and shit. Like, vaise being school and all. So we both used to do that.
No, not leading people on.
No, I literally told her like we're friends and shit. So I wasn't leading her on. But then I had the fucking dream, okay. And it's messed up. Okay, more questions. What music do you listen to, Vesel?
I mean, like, I don't know, like, whatever, I guess. I don't have, like, a genre, I guess, just whatever's, like, you know. I can tell you, like, my favorite artists, maybe, like, that's probably the question.
Go for it.
Like, I like Blackpink, Troye Sivan, The Weeknd, I mean, who doesn't like The Weeknd?
Yeah.
Khalid, Alina Baraz, she's great. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like my taste.
I don't know
Alina
Baraz,
well.
But I know the rest. And
she's
all
low
of them,
key, but I love her.
All of them have very chill vibes, and like all of the artists.
Yeah, like I think that's what I'm into. Like kind of like chill, kind of
Mera to, I think my music taste was fucked the day I decided to download Billboard Top 100 off of Torrent. And I just listened to that.
It's like mainstream though. Like it's mainstream as...
Yeah, up it's not as mainstream, my music taste. I just have very chote artists who I like to follow. And
Yeah, I like people who are more low-key. I love that. When they like feel like they're yours, you know what I mean?
It's like My Little Secret type of thing, and I love it.
That was like Troye Sivan. I used to listen to Troye Sivan when he was a YouTuber. So I, like, Same. Literally from day one. And then he
when
became
he got,
so big.
When he became big, like, I was like, no, this is my person.
I got so sad. Yeah, when people are like, my favorite song is Youth. And I'm just like, that's because that's the only trending song. Do you even know who he is? Like,
hi. मेरे साथ ये शॉन मेंडेस की दफा भी हुआ था, लुइस कैपाल्डी की दफा भी हुआ है, and it happened with Troy as well. It's so annoying when that happens. But it's okay. I'm happy for them.
Happy for them, yeah.
The next, again, I've read like 6 questions going, how is she so tall? How can I get more tall? Why is she so giant?
I mean, I don't think I'm that giant, but okay.
Why do you keep popping up in my YouTube suggestions? I have never interacted with the likes of content.
I don't know. Blame the haters for it. Blame the haters who watch all my videos and comment.
Do you have like a bucket list?
I do. Yeah, I do. That? It's a really long one. A lot of stuff, like, I wrote it many years ago. So I'm pretty sure many things would have changed. But it's like shit like, I don't know, skydive, buy my first car, you know, or get my license. Like, it's like a whole list, like everything I want to do, like, until I die. It's really long. And,
DM it to me after, I'll go through it.
Sure.
What? Okay. I don't know, man. Some weird questions. What? What sister tag?
Oh, do they just want to see more videos with my sister?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what they
want. A lot of people are hitting on my sister. And I don't think people realize that she's underage.
Yeah.
It's
they're...
weird.
It is.
Weird.
Yep.
Like old guys. There's this guy, his name is Prince Sarfaraz. And he's like, I don't know how old he is. But he's obsessed with her.
Oh my god, you said that? Really and there's like... there's like a question going, can I date your sister?
My sister, she's got like a massive ego. So no one has a chance. I'll just put that out there.
Say something in Russian.
Okay, what do I say? Give me a sentence.
I don't know, just say anything. I won't know what you're saying.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna think of a random thing. Я хочу кушать яблоко. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know what you said.
Oh, cool.
I agree.
It was really random.
I don't think anybody will know what you said.
If anyone does know, they're going to be like, why did you say that?
Okay, let's have I don't know Russian. Let's have a conversation in Urdu.
Okay.
This is so random, I'm sorry. Achha, aapka kya haal hai?
Allah ka shukr, theek thaak.
Aap quarantine mein kya kar rahi hain aajkal?
Aajkal to bas main YouTube mein lagi hui hoon. Uske alawa main bahut zyada soti hoon. Main soti rehti hoon aur bas zyada kuch nahi karti hoon.
Love that. Aapne safed wala tarbooz khaya hai? You lagged out. Ah, shit, you lagged out so hard. I hate this online podcast thing, man. So disgusting. Huh? You're not back yet.
Am I not? Hi.
No, it's very like robotic. Okay, I'm not. I think you are now. Okay, you're back. Cool.
Am I back? Okay.
It's getting very laggy. Okay.
It's probably the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, maybe this is a sign that we should end it. I usually have a timer on Skype as to how long the call is, so I just don't know how long this has been on. I think I've kept you so long.
Is there no timer?
Not on this. There's a timer on Skype, so I usually, like, after an hour, I'm like, shit, I shouldn't hold people for longer than that. So I think we should.
Yeah, well, definitely, I mean, I don't think it's been an hour, because I think it ends automatically, doesn't it? At 40 minutes.
But then I just looked at the time, and it's 7:30, so I'm a bit confused.
For sure, is it?
Yeah.
When did we even start? I don't know.
6. We started at 6, I think. Shit. It's been a good conversation, I guess. I didn't notice time go by, damn.
Yeah, that was nice.
Damn. Achha, this is the final question I'm going to ask you. This is what somebody sent in. What are the odds of me dating him now? Not me, him. Abdul Basit.
Oh, okay.
What are his odds of dating you? Wait, nah, like, I'll tell you about him,
no,
okay?
Odds.
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll send you a screenshot of his profile, and then we can...
Oh, okay. I mean, okay, it's not about the profile, but okay, let's see this. That's so sad. This is like judging a person like firsthand.
But he asked the chances, okay?
I mean, yeah. Okay.
It is there. Wait, nah, there's so much to a person. Okay, let's go to the first he has 8 posts. He has 8 posts. That's like
you can't put them there. Okay, no. There are no chances because
But the bio, high and drunk.
What's
with
the bio?
An HD vision. High and drunk with an HD vision. Who wouldn't want that?
I wouldn't.
You don't
I think I should save him for the other ladies. No, I don't.
Why not?
Not anymore. I'm very like goal oriented. It's not, no, it's got nothing to do with heartbreak. I'm not one of those, oh my God, my heart. No, nothing like that. I swear. I never got my heart broken. It's not like that. I'm very goal oriented. Yeah, but it doesn't mean there was heartbreak. Things love, like, you know, it ends, but...
Okay.
No, I'm very goal-oriented and ambitious, and I just feel like at this point in my life, I don't see... Like, I just can't see myself dating, if that makes sense. Like, I just need to focus.
Yeah, I do. I relate. I agree with that completely.
I feel like it's a waste of time.
I do.
Because your mind is constantly occupied, honestly. I feel like it's so liberating being single. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, did he stole my story and he's not texting me back. We're like... Is he gonna get mad at me if I, like, you know, I just
I like understand. When I played and all, and for the longest time, I felt like dating would just, like, put me off my goal because I just have goals. Mm-hmm. Like, I set goals 10 years into the future. That's how I am. And then I make my life around those goals. So I didn't date. Because, dekho, ek toh, at our age, it's going to just it's not worth it, man.
Exactly. It almost never lasts. I mean, there's so few high school sweethearts that make it to marriage. And yeah. I mean, I went through all that for no reason. It's just, I feel like it's a burden. And I feel like relationships shouldn't be a burden. I feel like relationships should be like being there for each other. And I guess some people feel that. Maybe some people feel comfort in that. But I feel kind of burdened by it.
I also feel like people in society, because of media and everything, like movies and all of that, they feel like it's so important to have someone to complete you. And I think that's so wrong.
No, you don't need, there's a saying, do you know the saying by Will Smith? He said something like, we're not made as a half, we're made as a full person. We don't need to find a second half. We just need to find another person to like, you don't need someone to complete you. You need to complete yourself.
Exactly. That's what I said. You need to grow. Kalbi Gai podcast, so you know, I've not lied once in this podcast. Okay, I've said same a lot, but that's because it's true. But like, I agree so hard. Okay, we feel like we need someone to complete us and like to make us whole. But like,
you absolutely don't.
You are complete. You don't need anybody.
If you cannot complete yourself on your own, then you will never feel like you're complete with somebody else. Like, you need to feel content by yourself before you can seek contentment somewhere else.
Exactly. Sure. I love that. Bro. Bro. I love how this conversation went from if you could date or to that's the
like, yeah.
entire podcast has been so random. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me before we close out?
I mean, I feel like this is, I feel like it's fine. I think we're good.
Okay, then some last words for the audience.
Last words. Okay. Make sure you're following Saltafile. make sure you subscribe to my channel and follow me too. And